This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, the Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan commercial from, what's the movie with the scene in the restaurant? Not You've Got Mail, yeah. The other one. What's it called? What's the movie called, Limits? I can't think of it. Anyway, that was
I like
the,
that one.
The
mayonnaise
commercial.
Yeah. It was a good commercial. I also like the one with Harrison Ford in the Jeep.
That was good.
I thought it was good, too, especially his ending.
When Harry
and
Met Sally is the
Harry
movie.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
But You've Got Mail.
I like Jeep, even though I'm a Ford.
Limits, did you have a favorite commercial?
I did like the Clydesdales with Budweiser.
It's always good to get the Clydesdales. Yeah. That's tradition.
Oh, always so good. But I have I don't even know if it's a hot take. I feel like the commercials had significantly underwhelmed for another year.
For $8 million?
Yeah.
They haven't been good over the last 5 years or so. They just haven't.
That's a lot of money for bad commercials. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that I enjoyed, Bob. And the one with Bill Belichick's girlfriend in it, the Dunkin' Donuts one.
I didn't like that one.
No?
No. She's getting the most out of her fame.
I know.
Dating a 72-year-old, you know, taking advantage of the situation at hand. Her stock is rising on the TikTok level. I mean, geez.
How about the shots that were taken at her at the NFL Honors, Bob, from Snoop Dogg?
Horrifying.
But that was true.
It is. The whole thing is weird and this is like if my daughter in 4 years came home from college and knocked on the door and said, "Mom and Dad, meet my new boyfriend, Andy Reid." I'm serious. The age difference would be the same, Bob.
And then your daughter would go to the NFL Honors dressed like she's getting a mammogram. And then what would you say?
And then I could get a deal on insurance. I could get the old Bundle-a-Rooski, right, Bob?
Bundle-a-Rooski.
Jeez.
They all sucked. I guess that's the moral with the commercials. I can't remember any of them except the one. It was memorable with Meg Ryan.
There were a lot of
Billy
bad
Crystal.
Ones. Nothing really stood out.
Yeah. Anything else? Limits on that?
Well, no, not really. The Dunkin' Donuts commercial was the first commercial that aired, which was interesting.
Everybody seemed to like the anthem. You guys on board with that?
The one with the Take Me Home Country Roads kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention to it. I just saw it. I said, why?
Did they pay
that,
then have the crowd sing it too, coming back to the game?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. I'm thinking to myself.
Imagine how much money that was.
Is that paid? It wasn't for West Virginia. It wasn't Wild, Wacky, Wonderful, right?
No.
That's what I thought it was originally. What
was it for? For, I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Power or something.
But then
they came back
and they're singing it in the sand. I got all messed up with that one.
How about John Batiste national anthem? Everybody seemed to enjoy that. How about Lauren Daig with the little sort of New Orleans version? Was it America the Beautiful?
America, yeah. I like that. I like
that
they jazzed
great.
It up there. Yeah, that was good.
I thought that was the high point in terms of entertainment.
I thought the anthem was just okay. I think John Batiste did an okay job.
I've ever heard, though, there are two of them that stand out to me. Whitney Houston was the best. But also the one with
Frankie Avalon?
No, the country singer.
Chris Stapleton.
Darryl Chris Stapleton. Malvin.
That's the one that I compare.
Chris Stapleton was really good, too.
I compare every anthem now at a Super Bowl to Chris Stapleton because his was so good.
And what about halftime good. Shows? To me, it's going to be Prince, Michael Jackson, even Springsteen back. He played the one in Detroit, I
he
think
was
it was,
great.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that one. There are a lot of good ones, but lately I just...
Pink was good, but she had a sore throat and a cold that day, Bob. You have to give her an excuse for that. At least she came out and
Well, she was
the
flying
game.
Around like she's on one of those flying Lindas, wasn't she?
Yeah, like Cirque du Soleil. Yeah.
Remember Katy Perry on The Lion singing Roar years ago?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I remember the wardrobe malfunction by Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in a good way, but...
Is there a good wardrobe malfunction?
Here's the free agent quarterbacks, Bob, and limits. I want you to give me a 1, 2, or 3 on these stiffs.
One being
no interest, 2 some, 3 a lot. You ready? Because this comes in light of everything, for God's sakes. The teams who are favored to win the Super Bowl next year have Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson on their teams. And even the Bengals aren't far behind. And the Steelers are way down at like 16th with the Cowboys. That's where they are. So, and then we have Adam Schefter saying, don't be surprised if Russell Wilson comes back. We have Jay Glazer saying Russell's moving on. We don't know about Justin Fields. How about one of these guys? You ready, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the big one, if this happens, if he reaches market. Sam Darnold.
1. 2.5.
2. May I ask why only 1, Bob?
Because I'm not a believer.
Compared to Fields or Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Just at the price, too. He's going to want $40 million a year.
Aaron Rodgers.
1. 2. 3. Jeez, you've changed your tune completely.
Yes.
I might be 2.5 on him. I'm just in. I just want that story. Trey Lance.
0.
1.
1.5.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Marcus Mariota.
1. 0.
0, and he's the guy that I would most compare to Justin Fields from early in their careers. Flashes of brilliance. You go back and you look at some games that Marcus Mariota put together, like 4 touchdowns, no picks, 3 and none, high rushing totals. Couldn't read a defense, not consistent, not a good passer of the football, period. End of story. Drew Lock.
1. 1. 1.
Oh, my God. Jameis Winston has said he wants to play for Mike Tomlin. Jameis Winston.
1. 0.
Oh,
3, only in the sense that I think he's a guy that could bring them to their first losing season. But I also think he's entertaining, fun. It all depends on what you want here. Yeah. Carson
Wentz.
Somebody
could throw from the pocket.
Carson Wentz.
1. 0.
0. Jimmy Garoppolo.
1. 0.
1.
Mason Rudolph. Remember him, Bob? He's a free agent.
1. 1.5.
Easton Stick Figure.
1. 5.
I want to see Starkey say the stick figure every day.
Cooper Rush.
1. 1. 0.
I mean, this is borderline tragic.
This is why they have to be somewhat creative this year and next to do this.
Desmond Ridder, no relation to John from Three's Company.
And keep in mind, when they draft Will Howard, anyone like this, all these guys we've mentioned have been in his situation, you know, where people had high hopes. It's just really hard to be an NFL quarterback, given all the defenses, the sophistication
of
the coordinators.
Don't give your coach control of the draft so he can overreach for Kenny Pickett. That would be one idea.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm just saying, they may look good now. What will they look like in 2 years?
Desmond Ridder.
One.
One.
Zero. Tommy DeVito, Danny's son.
Because he's Italian a little bit, 1.5.
That'd be great.
Two, maybe we can go to a good Italian restaurant with him.
Again, you know, if I'm thinking where they really need to go, he'd be perfect. And then finally, Daniel Jones.
That would be a two for me.
One.
That would be a 2.5 for me, given what's out there. I think he is every bit.
He has a leg.
If you gave him and Justin the same amount of control in the offense, put the same players around them, I think Daniel Jones is every bit as good as Justin Fields.
Yeah, you can make a good argument for that for sure. How much would you pay for him, though? That's the thing.
Not much. Limits, how about you?
No, I'm just feeling like a one. I don't feel like Daniel Jones is really going to move the needle anywhere he goes, and he was cut from the Giants for a reason.
I know. But it was just a couple of years ago. He had 15 touchdowns, 5 picks, and 700 yards rushing. That's a Fields line. That's what I would expect from Justin over the course of a season. Mm-hmm. 90-plus passer rating for Daniel Jones a couple of years ago. He came into the league, Bob, and threw 24-12.
Yeah, I mean, there are moments where he has, and he looks like the number one pick, the sixth overall pick. And then there are other moments where he looks like...
That's Marcus Mariota.
Right.
That's Daniel
that's
Jones.
That's a lot of them. They're
and
very
guess
erratic.
Who else that is?
Justin Fields.
Yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're going to make a choice here, Fields has already been here for 6 games. Looking back, maybe it was better that they just played him the entire year, whatever the case may be. But he's here. I would get it done as fast as I could.
Because right.
I don't see any other. Do you see any other answers other than drafting?
I mean, other
people?
Than trading, I don't know. Is Kyler Murray or somebody available? Matthew Stafford? I don't know. I guess it'll get interesting here over the next month or so. Okay. Let's get to a topic we haven't got to yet, because this aroused a lot of emotion around Pittsburgh, including over at Pitt, where they had people in the streets. Kenny Pickett taking the last snap of a Super Bowl win. How did that settle with you emotionally? How do you feel about that? Our friend Josh Roundtree put out a tweet that he was systematically destroyed for, and I'm not sure why. Let's talk about this whole Pickett situation from the Super Bowl. I thought he should have been MVP, Bob. I thought his pass was almost on target.
Yeah, it was off target, 0 for 1.